Well, Paul, you must have gone through every emotion from first minute to last night.
No, Phil, honest to God, I was quite calm today. I'm going to do my best to enjoy this running, you know, because there's been periods this year when no one gives us a chance to be involved in any of these things, and I want the players to enjoy it. You know, today we had hammer blows against us at crucial times, but we control the game. Anyone who's at the game, we control the game. We dominate the possession of the ball. I told them to dominate possession of the ball more, be more patient, forget the result, carve your chances and open them up. Get in the last third and do it. Get your flair players the ball. And we all know what J.O.'s and Robbo's and people like this do when they get them chances around the box. And great credit to the players tonight. It's a great result for us.
There are a few arms up in the back line for the first goal for offside. What was your views?
I don't know, Phil. I'm not going to get involved. The results now are all in, John. This, that and the other. If we'd have got beat here today, we'd have moved on to Monday with great belief that we can get in the playoffs. We move on to Monday with still great belief that we can get in the playoffs. If we don't get in, it won't be for the one to try.
Well, great ball in from Roberts and heard away from his marker. So important to have got that goal back quickly.
Well, we had a lot of corners again today, Phil. We had some at the post in the first half. We had good chances. And, you know, the bad players turned up today, and that was the most important thing. You know, we even said at one stage of 2-0 down, if we get the next goal, we can go nick a draw. We go home with a point, we move on. You know, unfortunately for us all, we never, or we did. The most important thing tonight is that we keep believing that we can get there. Not thinking that we're there or expecting to be there, believing. There's a lot of hard work to go.
And Jay O'Shea coming on at half time, he absolutely showed the qualities that he's got with two great goals.
Yeah, he did, mate. And I'm really pleased with Jay O, because, like I say, you know, all the time, when I leave them out, sometimes I leave them out because we look like we need energy. Then all of a sudden we need the quality. And what we've all got to learn, especially our supporters, because I know supporters can be impatient, have belief in your players, have belief in them. They will not play well every week. And when they don't play well, back them and support them.
Three wins on the trot the first time this season. Nearly got there on a number of occasions, but just coming at the right time.
Go on, Phil. We've got massive games, haven't we? Monday now, our old tour process is on Monday, crew. How can we recover? Our backs will be in. We'll be in Sunday. We'll have them in the pool, swimming, massages. I think we'll get a big crowd. The lads deserve that. The town deserves that. We have an opportunity to get some success that might be achieved again, so let's not give it up cheaply.
Dan Gardner was doing some exercise before. Has his loan come to end at Tranmere now?
Yeah, we've recalled Dan. We want all our strength together now. Hammond's obviously back in, Dan's back in. We're strong, we're good. We feel that there's a good vibe about the club. Long may it continue.
And is Dan ready to go?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He picked up a couple of injuries, him and Hammond, Dan's knee. They're good, so look, please, everyone's doing well.
Crew on Easter Monday, Paul, you know what you're going to get from them. Great quality football.
I just keep going, Phil. The league's so tough. We come here today to a Yeovil team. We're obviously fighting for their lives, and they got great legs up, as we call it in football, with the goals. You know, we're disappointed with the goals, but we show great character and quality to come back in. Crew will be a very difficult game, but we're in a great place, aren't we? There's that 60 points we're on now. Mm-hmm. Six games to go. What can we get to? What can we get to? Because if we get to a certain amount, we'll make ourselves untouchable. And then we'll see the Pro-Ac rocking, won't we?
And of course, the Yeovil game, the first game in the pair was a 0-0, and then you know, with chances for Chester Hill, it was exactly the same at Crewe, so you'll be hoping for more of the same.
We weren't playing well at that time, Phil, was we? We got a little bit of criticism after the Yeovil game, and I remember coming on to you saying it's a good point. We had a couple of defeats, maybe three, and we said we have to start building again somewhere, because at the end of the season, when the league table finishes, I say it all the time, but that's what you deserve. And we'll finish in a league position where we'll look back and go, that's our status in League One. For us, if we can be in that top six, what an achievement for the players.
Everybody's really playing, the togetherness is there. The punching the air around the blue shirts on the final whistle today was palpable.
Means a lot to us all, Phil. Means a lot to, you know, the supporters who travel. We see a lot of youth travel. We know how much money it costs us, and people don't take that into account sometimes. And one thing we want to do is represent you properly.
Everybody come through all right?
Yeah, brilliant. Made up, full squad to pick one. Got them all knocking on my door now to play, haven't I? O'Shea's doing interviews over there. Must be telling everyone how good he is and how bad I am. Thanks, chap. Cheers.